96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, December 9th. And I am C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today. Today, I actually have Erin Green, who's joining me today, and I asked her to join me because I was having a conversation about people helping people, reaching out and doing things. This is Christmas. And I said, Erin, hey, you free? And she said, yeah, I'm free. I don't want to go to do the Chick Chinese thing today. And I said, okay, join me today because I have an interesting guest I want to have a conversation with. And I said, I have two interesting guests who are doing things, and I want to have a discussion, an open discussion, because the Bahamian people need to know that they exist, that they are thriving, that we can celebrate life with them, and that we can render some type of assistance in support of the efforts they are doing. Today, I actually have a friend of mine, social media friend of mine, and actually I did not know who she was until recent because I just physically meet her. You know when you see people on social media, but you just say, hey, I'm familiar with the person. And they reached out, and I say, I'm like, yeah, man, Dwight, let them come. I'm excited to have a conversation with them. And I have Zakia Butler, who is here with me, and we're going to have a discussion about her life and the struggles that she's overcoming. Right, and I want to celebrate life with her. And I said, Erin, make sure people know you're here.
Good morning.
I can't hear your mic right there, so but hopefully it comes on. The producer's going to correct it. Continue to talk. I want Erin to join me in this conversation because I want this dialogue be impactful.
Yes, I am so thankful for this opportunity to meet Zakia in the person. Mm-hmm. Because I'm also social media acquainted with her, and I've known her to be a fitness buff the whole time. And so I was a little scared because she looked like the people who say, boy, Erin, your mouth's strong, but is your body as strong as your mouth?
Mm.
You know? And so I'm so happy to meet her finally.
Yes. So without any long story, I'm going to tell you why Zaki is here. Zakia has a tumor, some sort of brain tumor. And I want to hear that story because she's going to do a very expensive surgery, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure. Let me describe Zakia. Zakia is a health buff, a fitness buff, right? And in fact, some people might even call her a model. But when you hear her story and adversities that she went through, what she had survived, what she is overcoming, right? You are moved to say, I did not know. Because you continue to smile still. How can you still smile? Mm-hmm. So I want to have that conversation and to understand how we came to this place.
Mm-hmm.
Because Zakia is having a fundraiser for a very expensive surgery. And I wanted to hear that story.
Absolutely.
Okay. So without further ado, Zakia, how are you doing? How are you feeling this morning, by the way?
Good morning. Great.
Good. Yeah. Good. And I know I want to talk about the tumor, right? But I want to hear your childhood stories and adversities, right? Because that is important because the tumor itself has impacted you from you were young, even though you didn't know you had a tumor. So let's tell me what happened to you young, and then we can apply it to the tumor later on.
Okay. So my youth was I use the term interesting now. Before I would say sad, devastating, but now I just say interesting because I took a path that was unique to me, but that I didn't know how to deal with as a child. So I was actually the product of a single mom home. I never met my father until I was 20. And then I also had a lot of medical issues. I lost sight in my right eye.
And what do you mean by lost sight in your right eye?
So if I remember correctly, the initial breaking of the retina was when I was 7. And we had a surgery. So I had a surgery at 7. And the tumor. The retina was reattached. And then it detached again when I was 9, I think. And at that point, the ophthalmologist advised my mom that, listen, it's probably not necessary to do a second tumor. Let's see if the retina will reattach itself, which I didn't even know was possible. But it does happen sometimes that it actually reattaches itself. But it didn't. And I lost sight at 10.
So at 10 years old, you were blind, completely blind
in my right eye, yes. And life was hard because I also had teeth issues, dental issues.
And what do you mean by teeth issues, dental issues?
My teeth never grew.
What you see, and I remember hearing that story, right? And I asked her purposely, right? I'm picturing you at 10 years old.
Not
you and you, one of your eyes is blind, completely blind, right?
Yeah.
And you were just getting into femininity in terms of being a young girl, 10, grade 5, 6-ish, going to high school, and you had no teeth.
So, and the thing is, so with the blind eye, at the time it was still the right color, so it was still brown, the same as my left eye. And so that wasn't an issue, but it was also off to the side a little bit. So the big thing was for everybody that I was cockeye, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, so the teeth never grew. The teeth never grew. From childhood, from I was a baby, like normal, like with my kids, I think they started to grow around 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so that never happened for me. Well, maybe a couple grew, but mostly missing teeth. And I didn't have dentures at an early age. And then when I started to wear them, I think in maybe grade 4, so I would have been 7, I would lose them because I'm a child.
So you...
I would lose them. And so, yeah, sometimes I would go to school with no teeth. And, yeah, the children were mean, as children will be.
And I can only imagine you growing up with other young girls who where beauty is important and looks are important. And you were a child with cross eye.
Mm-hmm.
Then you were a child who eyes color started to change color altogether. And then you were a child who were teethless.
Yeah.
Right? And then you trying to have friends and being a social figure. Trying to, I mean, you speed up to like 16 and I assume trying to date or finding the opposite sex attractive and living regular life.
And the thing is, because I was so impacted by my issues, I was always shy. And so even at 14, 15, 16, I was never led to, approach boys or... I remember, and they're going to laugh at me, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. So I went to St. Anne's, and I had a best friend. I won't call her name. But she knew that I liked a boy. And back then, of course, we had, like, the three-way conversations on the phone. And so we arranged for us to call him together so that I would be brave enough to talk to him. And we did this for a couple of weeks, and then they stopped involving me in the calls, and I found out that they were dating.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my first heartbreak.
I can imagine. But let's speed up the story. Some years ago, you found out that you had a tumor.
2017. So 2017, at that point, I was experiencing really bad headaches. But I had experienced headaches all my life. And so once again, we associated it probably with my eyes. But they got worse and worse. I also had some weird symptoms like falling asleep randomly at work or going to the bathroom and spending an hour or two just sleeping on the floor. People don't know that, but that's what I did. I didn't know what was going on at the time. And my mom is the one who said, I think you should go to the doctor. And so I finally did. The day after Independence Day in July of 2017, I dropped my son to school, called my boss. I don't know. I was going to the hospital. And I still walked in thinking that they would tell me it's just a bad headache, maybe stress, especially because I had just gotten divorced as well. And for some reason, the emergency doctor on call at the time decided to do an MRI and found an 8-centimeter tumor in my head.
Mind you, and Erin, you could chime in anytime. 8 centimeters
Grapefruit size.
Yeah, it was grapefruit size. And then, no, that's serious because you have a small head. I mean, a grapefruit.
It would be bigger than your head. My neurosurgeon said at one point, I'm surprised that your head still looks normal because it was huge. Because
you should have like a big...
Like a lump. Like you should see a deformity of some sort, but nothing. And this is why there was no indication that mm-hmm. anything was there.
And what did the doctor say, that you had this for a long term? Because 8 centimeters, grapefruit size suggests that this is either growing quickly or you had it for a while.
All right, so it's a meningioma. Excuse my pronunciation if I don't say it right, but it's a meningioma tumor, and so it's considered, and it's grade 1 or 2 or a mixture of both because it was so big, and it's slow growing. So it's, and it was also benign, which I tell people was my silver lining, and so it doesn't spread. It didn't spread throughout the rest of my body, but it was huge, and this was what was most scary. And yeah, the doctor told me that it was probably around for years, if not decades. And so it started to explain a lot of the issues that I had had as a child.
So more than likely, I mean, you're not a doctor, of course, but perhaps because it seems that you had this so long, particularly how big it is now, this may have explained your eyes maybe.
Yes, for sure. Especially because the tumor is rooted behind my left eye.
So it will maybe explain your teeth not growing?
Most definitely. So it provides explanation of the things that went on with my body.
And you mentioned it was slow growing. Was there any time that you say, this growing overnight now?
Say it again.
I know you said that the tumor itself was slow growing, and you think it's like from young, and that's why it's the size of this grapefruit now. But was there, when you went to the doctor, did they say, wow, this is a problem. It's growing faster than usual.
So what they explained to me, because I also picked up on it in, that was 2017. I'd had a baby in 2012, my first son, Solomon. Hi, Solomon. I had him in 2012, and that was also when some symptoms got worse, especially the headaches. And so they tell you that these tumors, meningiomas, are usually triggered by hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have huge hormonal changes when you're pregnant.
You're being married, being a woman, doing what wives do. And more than likely, perhaps, you being pregnant may have caused the tumor to start rapidly growing.
Growing even more, yes.
And what type of symptoms are you having now? Because I clearly, it's you to the point where you say, hey, I need to have another surgery now. So, this is urgent. So, I need help, right?
So just to clarify, I had my first surgery in 2017. We did MRIs every year after that just to monitor, because they were, once again, not able to remove all of it because it's deeply rooted behind my left eye. And the surgeon at the time actually tried to go as deep as possible, but they almost lost me. So the surgical team had to tell him, listen, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended the surgery, and we monitored the growth or the possible growth of the tumor from then. So 2017 to 2018, I had an MRI. In 2018, no growth.
No growth.
2018 to 2019, no growth.
Mm-hmm.
2019 to 2020, no growth. I found out I was pregnant in 2020. But right after the baby, Zion, was born in June 2020. And I had an MRI right after July 2020, and no growth. An MRI in 2021, no growth. And then magically. So I will say this. I had the COVID vaccination in September 2021. And then in July 2022, the tumor had doubled in size.
It's like double in size.
Yeah. So, well, at that point, so in 2017, the tumor was 8 centimeters. They were able to remove 5 centimeters.
Okay.
So it was approximately 3 centimeters at the time.
Okay.
Or two to three centimeters, I don't remember. And then in 2022, it was 4 centimeters. So it doubled in size. Yeah.
My God.
So it wasn't as big as before.
It's not 8.
But what was critical this time, and this is why we made the decisions that we made, this time it was clearly touching my left optic nerve and affecting my drive, my sight, which meant that, for example, I don't drive.
Yeah. So, you remember, you're blind in one eye.
Exactly. And this was the thing. So, I'm blind in my right eye. So, then I remember the doctor saying, he's like, listen, we need to protect this left eye. And the tumor was touching the left optic nerve. And because in 2017, he'd actually said to me, we won't do it because of how horrible the surgery, well, horrible in the sense that it had a lot of side effects. In 2017, he's like, we ain't doing no more surgeries. And then here in 2022, he's like, we have to do a surgery because we can't do radiation right away because it's touching your left optic nerve. If mm-hmm. we do radiation, that has a high possibility of damaging your left optic nerve. And so what we need to do is have a second surgery to remove the portion that's touching your left optic nerve, and then we can do radiation afterwards.
So this is urgent. You need the surgery.
Yeah, and this
or
is
more likely you go blind.
I try not to let my fear overcome me, but I do recognize that there's a fear in me that the longer I wait, the more it's a possibility that the tumor will grow and touch the left optic nerve again, and then what do we do, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, we need to get this done now as soon as possible.
How much is the surgery?
So, and this is the thing, I'm learning so many things about illnesses because they won't tell me the total cost, I think it's because I have insurance. And so the insurance company nor the doctor or the hospital will tell me the cost in general for the procedure. So it's proton therapy or a new type of radiation. They won't tell me the total cost. I know that it's extremely expensive, but they will tell me my part to play, and it's $75,000. And that's crazy because it's $75,000 that I have. That's my copay.
Let me explain this. Hold on. They won't tell you the overall cost. No. But you know how much you need to pay.
$75,000.
You need to pay
$75,000. And they tell me, sorry, go ahead.
No, don't mind me, because I'm just thinking of how many chickchanis I could sell to help with this cost.
But my insurance, Aaron, I pay 20%.
Yeah.
And then the insurance paid the 80%.
So, yeah.
So I'm paying, she paying $75,000.
But I will tell you this, it's not even 20%. My insurance is paying 95%. Because this is also what I learned, because I'm doing it away. It's the what's the word they use? It's like the terms of your insurance policy change depending on if you're doing it locally or abroad. And so in this case, as I learned for 2017 and the surgery in September, the insurance actually paid 95%.
So you need to raise $75,000 in order to have
like
the surgery.
Like yesterday.
And like yesterday, because what was happening to you is urgent.
Yeah, because I don't want to lose sight.
No, not at all.
No.
We can't have that. Are you gonna be on Facebook rowing me? Yeah. It can't wait.
So what is it that you want us to help you with? What is it that you need to do? Because I know this is urgent for you, urgent for your family. You have young children that you need to be able to provide for. This is like urgent, right?
Yes.
Urgent for Behemoths to hear and say, hey, I want to help you. I need to help you, right? And what is it? How can we help?
So I posted actually the other day because a friend shared a picture with me that said, we are better together. And I posted that if 75,000 of the over 400,000 Bahamians that we have, if 75,000 gave a dollar, I'd be able to have the surgery. And so I'm simply asking for a little bit from everyone.
A little bit from everyone.
Yeah. We are better together. And the same way I am looking for help, I also recognize that I, in turn, can help others.
Because you help people, a part of who you are and a part of what you do. Even aside as being a fitness coach and your personal business, you support other people. And to even see you humbling yourself to ask for help is completely contrary to what you are.
My perspective is very selfish. I need you to reach the 3 score and 10 gang so I could look at Zion 20 years from now and say, you're not the only tumor your mommy survived, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand the strength of that woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is the event that is happening?
So the most recent one is a drive-in movie event.
And which day is that?
This is today.
Oh, so have an event to help pay for this operation.
So I'll just tell you how it came about as well, because I am a woman of God, and that too has been tested. I will tell you, in 2017, that was a huge test of my faith, and the end result was drawing me closer to God. And when this whole thing came up again in 2022, I prayed, and I'm like, listen, like, show me what we got to do. Like, for the surgery in September, we did a cookout, like, old school. That's what my mom said. And then I'm like, but I don't want to do another cookout. And I got a random message on Facebook from Thomas Robinson saying, listen, you crossed my mind. I have an idea. I think we should do a drive-in movie to raise funds for you. And so this is what we've decided to do. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Clifton Heritage National Park. Thank you again to Clifton. They also were quick to say, yes, we want you. Like, we want you to come and use our property. And so, yes, and we're watching Black Panther.
So go ahead.
The perfect place to watch Black Panther, at Clifton Heritage National Park. That's perfect. It's tonight, Friday, 9th of December, 7 p.m.
P.m., yes. And then also just for everyone to know that this is not a single event. Like, we're going to do drive-ins throughout the month of December.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we will make, because I tell people, I survived brain surgery. That's my superhero power. What's yours?
Yes,
and so we're going to do a theme of superheroes. So we'll have a series of superhero movies on Fridays throughout the month of December. And then, because it's Christmas, we're going to do Christmas movies on Sundays.
Nice. I survived brain surgery. It's my super.
What's your superpower? Because we all have superhero powers. We've all survived something in life.
So, Aaron, remind me of the date and the time and where.
Tonight, Friday, the 9th of December, 7 p.m., Clifton Heritage National Park. For more information, you can call 376-7361. That's 376-7361.
And remind us of the price, Aaron.
$20 per car.
So I could come with the car full up.
No,
I can't come with the car full up.
You could come pick me up.
Yeah, I could come pick you up if you have a family day.
So let me add just that it's per car for four people, then an additional $3 if there are extra people.
Quick question. How many mosquitoes am I allowed to have in my car with
or
me?
Or check Chani.
Or do you provide the mosquitoes at the park?
I'm sure mosquitoes... Well, do mosquitoes come out in the cold? Like,
no, they don't.
No, they don't. When it's cold, they don't bite.
I can bring mine.
This is in summer, so no.
So recap that again.
Okay, listen. Tonight, 9th of December, 7 p.m., we're watching Black Panther at Clifton Heritage National Park. It's a drive-in movie night. Four people per car. $20 per car. You can call 376-7361 if you need more information. If you don't have your own car, get out there and be sharp. You look for a car with only one or two people in it.
My niece, Janae Ingram, just texted me. She says she's going to donate $75 towards this. She can't make it to the movie night, but she's pledging $75. So I come and collect it and drop it off to you. So
all right.
If you want to just drop off the money, I guess you can bring it to Guardian Radio if need be.
Right. And especially call 376-7361 to figure out how to drop off your money.
Yes,
but listen, for additional donations, get your pencil.
Get your pencil.
GoFundMe.me/ y'all ready? 9B82D305. GoFundMe/9B82O305. You can make additional donations at that GoFundMe account. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The people then call in.
Yeah, and they're asking if there's a bank account. I'm not sure if you have a bank account.
I do.
Okay.
So we will get
Do you know the number? Or you got to call the number and you have the bank account, or we can call the number and give the information?
Am I allowed to give bank account information?
If you want.
Yeah, it's only the information to put money in, not the information to take money out. That's the rule.
So the bank is RBC Mackey Street. And look how I go, depending on my brain from memory, right? So the branch number is 05715, and the account number is 715-1970. And the name is Zakiya Butler.
And on the other side of the break, we're going to take a quick break. And join me. You don't have to move any place back here.
Yes, ma'am.
We have Jazzy Fit, who's going to join me. And they have an event. Wait, and also an aid of...
You lies. You didn't tell me all these fitness people was going
to
be
here. Sure, Christmas coming. You need to do something, Aaron. I ain't watching you. You know, you just can't just say you weren't rushing for a sting them and drink bears.
For the spirit. Greatest scrap group in history. John Canoe.
Okay. So we're going to take this quick break, and then we're going to have the Jazzy Fit persons come inside and tell me their event and what they're in aid of, right? And we're going to have Zacchaeus stay with us because we want to talk about it.
This information throughout the show.
But this is Guardian Radio AM, and I'm here with Aaron Green, who's my co-host today, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
One in every four people in the Bahamas face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate 5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM. And I am live with Jazzy's, and my phone went blank. So why everything? Jazzy's Fit, right? And I'm here with actually Jazzy. But before I speak to Jazzy, because she has a fitness club and she's a fitness instructor, I want Aaron read one of those promotions we're supposed to read. All right, I didn't read. So you quickly do that and we go straight to Jazzy because I want to know exactly what you're doing for these fine young women. And I heard the program because of my friend Lakeisha, has done tremendous in terms of her body and what she's looking at because from you helping her. And I want to celebrate Lakeisha's accomplishment over her time with that. And you, she's holding you responsible for her development. And I'm kind of excited about that, right? But go ahead, Aaron, read that thing to me.
This Yuletide season, start a new Christmas tradition by joining Bahamas Faith Ministries by donating toys, gifts, and school supplies for the Hope for the Holiday Christmas promotion. Hope for the Holidays brings joy and happiness to the faces of children without at least one parent because they are serving time in prison. This Christmas, give Hope for the Holiday and let the children of incarcerated parents experience a real Christmas where they open presents, eat a meal, and spend time making new Christmas memories. Hope for the Holiday gives incarcerated parents the opportunity to have their kids blessed with gifts and lifelong memories. This gives them a newfound joy and motivation to make the necessary changes in their life to be a positive and supportive role model for their kids going forward. Toys, gifts, and funds for Hope for the Holidays can be donated at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion is proudly sponsored by Guardian Media.
Good. And let's go straight to Jazzy. Right? Jazzy, you had this fitness group from 2018, right? Where you have empowered women to reaffirm themselves, to concentrate on their physical development. And I see it paid off. I still look at my friend and smile and say, you go, girl, because it's a great commitment. But I want to hear more about your program because this, tomorrow too, you have an event. Oh, give her a mic. Sorry about that.
No, you have to speak straight into the mic.
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow is a gala event. I host an event every year just to celebrate my clients. their achievement in their weight loss, because, you know, we can do exercise. We can exercise every day. That's the norm. But the thing is to show that, you know, you accomplished something and where you started and where you are today, you know, because you can go on, like I say, year after year. And what I think that I'm trying to develop with my clients is, look, you're here today. It's a slow journey, but you're still accomplishing. Because a lot of persons will say, well, I'm not doing anything. I don't see where I'm losing anything. But once you go and you're taking pictures and you're going on the scale and every pound helps. I have someone that started and she was like, well, I'm not doing anything. And when I told her, because she had stopped, and when I told her, I said, you know something? I said, you want me to tell you how much pounds you have lost thus far? I said, you lost 50 pounds. She was like, what? I said, yes, you have lost 50 pounds. I say, in your mind, you're saying you're not doing anything. But on paper, because I record everything, it shows.
And Jazzy, you mostly concentrate on women.
Women, because why? It's because where I was. I was 315 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I was 315 pounds. At one point, I was in a dark place. Nobody knew that. Nobody knew that. But my outlet was exercise. And us as women, we need that outlet. We take care of everyone around us, but we don't take care of ourselves. And that's what we need to do, take care of ourselves. And you have men do the same thing. They take care of the family and don't take care of themselves. Because I had men join. Some of them left. But I mean, you have to take care of you. If you don't take care of you, you lost yourself.
But let's hear some personal testimonies and push that mic to my friend Lakeisha right there, right? And Lakeisha, I know you. I know when you were fluffy. You look good, girl.
Thank you.
I mean, you look good. You know what I mean? And I want to hear your personal journey with Jazzy and how this involvement with her made you feel. How did she help you?
I started with Jazzy 2 years. I was 389 pounds.
My God.
I was wearing size 26.
Mm-hmm.
Now today, I'm in a size 16.
You go, girl.
Yes. So I said to myself, this body is is God's temple.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we put into it, and Jazzy could testify to this as well, is what we get out. We put garbage in, garbage comes out.
Exactly.
So we put all the greasy food in. What we get out is what? Sickness and disease and obesity. So I had to revamp myself, and I'm like, this body is God's temple. Let me put the right food that needs to be in here, but also with the help through exercise. And that's how I'm the size today.
Okay, my Cat Island friend, I want to hear your personal story also. Why did you decide to go with this Jazzy Fitness, right? And I know, like I say, to me, it's a woman support group. I've seen the benefit for women, right? Where it's camaraderie, you support each other, and you say, you go, girl, and you all come together to make sure you work towards a goal. How has that been a part of Jazzy's Fitness?
Well, I have known Jazzy for a very long time, way before she started her fitness group. And she encouraged me when I was like her in a dark place. And she says, Marge, as women, we need to support each other. We need to look out for each other. Then she said, I'm going to start a fitness group, and I want you to be a part of that. So that's how I became involved with the fitness group. And it has given me back my self-esteem. I walk with my head higher. I look at people and say, look, this body is because of Jazzy's fit group. And I try to encourage other women to join and tell them that we're not just a fit group, like you said. We're like a sisterhood.
Yes.
We look out for each other. We encourage each other. So that's where I'm at.
And for this gala that you have it, right? It's open to the public.
Yes.
So tell me more about that, because you've been giving part proceeds to Sister Sister, and I want to hear more about that too.
That is so important. Listen, it's just like it was like a light bulb came on in my head and said, you know what? Let's do Sister Sister. And I came to the room and I said, listen, let's support Sister Sister, because there's so much. I have persons in the group that are survivors also. And I say, let us do the sister, and let us support. So everybody came together, you can laugh, and everybody said, yeah, let's do this. So part proceeds from this gala event is going to sister, because it's so expensive for treatments. You know, one pod is like $450.
Mm.
I recently spoke with some persons today. They said, you know what? Sister's supporting me, and they're sending me off. I said, this is why we need to help. We need, as a society, to look out for each other and to help, not only to grab everything for yourself. So I say, let's do sister. And it's been really, really tremendous. Even some persons who are not coming to the event, they say, listen, I will purchase a ticket, because the tickets are $75. They say, I'll purchase a ticket and donate it to someone. They just want to donate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
And I want to know more about your gala event, right? Where it's going to be held, the price it's going to be, the phone contact to call to come out. Like, yeah. I say, part proceeds going to sister. And there are a number of persons, because I receive a text, who are interested in joining your women's movement for health, better health and exercising, right? And they want to be in more a part of that. So they want to know how to contact you.
Okay, they can contact me at 423-4528. Or 544-8179.
And give that number again. And is this for the ticket and also
tickets
the
and
join?
To join, yeah.
Okay, so give me the number one more time.
423-4528 and 544-8179.
Mm-hmm. And where the event is going to be?
The event is on Glaston Road at the exercise site. So right on Glaston Road.
You know, that Glaston Road is a big corner. I used to go walk that once upon a time.
Right next to BTC and Cash and Go. If you know where BTC and Cash and Go used to be,
mm-hmm.
I'm right next door. If you know where there's a yellow poinsettia tree in the yard with a flagpole, that's mm-hmm. me right there.
That's you there.
That's me.
I drive that. I mean, when I go to Glaston Road, with the farmer's market.
Yeah.
The farmer's market.
Gladstone Road Farmer's Market.
That's
this Saturday.
Yeah, I go
get
visit
your veggies.
I go visit Aaron.
Season.
Yeah, yeah, and get my hot peppers from there. Yeah, I go visit Aaron. So I want to see the place again one more time. So it's on Gladstone Road.
Next to Cash and Go and BTC. That it used to be there, but it burned down. But you can't miss it. There's a yellow poinsettia tree mm-hmm. in the front of the yard, and there's a flagpole.
And what time is the event again?
The event cocktail hour starts at 6:30.
They have cocktails too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, can imagine.
Cocktail hour. Oh, we have Lady E is going to be performing. We have the light fire dance. Oh, wow. So yeah, we have
I know if they serve in alcohol, they're gonna be dancing.
Yes. Yeah,
so. They smart. Yeah. They smart.
It is a big event.
Tell me what all is gonna be there, because I didn't know that we was gonna have dancing and fire activities. So tell me what all I can expect. How much a ticket costs, and then what all?
$75 is the ticket. So we have entertainment, straight through is entertainment, awards given out, we have door prizes, so it's going to be really grand. This is what I want. And then you're going to have persons from Sister's going to be there, so Miss Audrey's going to speak, Miss McPhee, if you're familiar with Mrs. McPhee, from Sister, they'll also be there, so they're going to be there.
And you say door prizes?
Door prizes.
My wife wins something every Christmas.
So we have fitness. We have fitness watches. We have air fryers. We have.
I need a new front door. That's what you mean when you say door prize?
I'm kind of excited. So today is your event, right? It's going to be on Gladstone Road.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's event.
No. Let's start over. Let's start over. The movie night with Zakiya Butler is tonight. Yes. It's tonight.
Right.
The fitness, this Jazzy's fitness gala ball is tomorrow, which is Saturday, right?
Saturday.
And that's going to be at 6:30, right? Gladstone Road, right?
Yes.
Door prizes and all kind of things and surprises win. And partial proceeds are going to Sister. And the reason for the gala event again, we can repeat that again. Rewarding.
Yeah, it's the award. It's award gala event. So give an award to my persons who've lost anywhere from 20 pounds to over 100 pounds. Yeah, I have those. 100 pounds.
And it's important. It's important to do that. It's important. It takes a lot of effort, and it's not just the physical effort, right? It's the psychological and cultural shifts necessary. You can't watch TV without seeing food.
Exactly.
Right? You can't watch an event, right? Mm-hmm. Anytime people celebrate, there's food.
Food.
right? Exactly. Even I want to be community minded, right? I got a little job now. I support people by buying food from them, yeah. right? And so the pressure is on, especially yes. at Christmas. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Christmas is.
It's like the people them just trying to charm yeah, you with yeah, their food. Yeah. And so it's not just the physical effort. It's the psychological effort. It's the yes. discipline. It's exactly. the shifting of culture and commitment to doing new things and doing new things differently, right?
Yes.
And because I could say, I struggled with that.
Yes.
I could eat yes. vegetarian food, right? I could eat vegan. I could eat vegetarian. My problem is eating at night, right? And so it requires the cultural shift that requires to not be around food, not make food a part of my evening activities. Because the problem is, I won't be up until 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
But what you could do between 6 p.m. and 2 in the morning, exactly. but munch. Right? And so.
And that's what I do with my clients now. They could tell you, because every month we shift. So this month, because Christmas was coming up, because I give meal plans too. Oh, yeah, I give meal plans. And I watch them every step of the way. They know that. I'm a life coach, you know. And I watch them every step of the way. So this month, because Christmas is coming, and our Gaily event, you eat from 7 and you cut off at 3. You have to give your body time to heal and to rejuvenate. See, if you constantly putting in, so all your organs doing is working. So, oh, I have to break this down. Your organs work. It's just like a machine. It's working. You don't have time to rest. If you don't rest, what happens? You break down.
Can I add something? Sorry, yeah. just quickly, in terms of the importance of fitness and how it's impacted my life.
Right.
I actually was, from 2015 to 2017, competing as a bodybuilder fitness competitor.
Right.
And I used to post that I feel like God's preparing me for something. And I thought it was something big, like I was going to be like a winner on a fitness competition. Mm. And then 2017, I found out about the tumor. Had emergency surgery. And the thing that the doctor said to my mother is that her fitness level is a part of what saved her life.
That's our church
now. I was like, that's what God yes. was preparing me. I was
exactly.
like, I think it is something really.
Yes.
No, but he was preparing me for life.
Amen. That's right.
I want to do my testimony too. I kind of feeling kind of jealous, right? Well, definitely, you know, I have my internalist doctor coming on next week because of my diabetes. And of course, I have my dietitian also. I have my own stuff. I have my own dietitian and my own internalist. Anyway, and they're coming on next week to tell you about my journey with this being diabetic too. I'm no longer the record holder at Doctor's Hospital, by the way. Because remember, my glucose count was 1,280, which was high. And usually it's 400 and mine was 1,280. Recently, as early as last week, there is someone who made it to 1,400. They didn't make it.
Oh,
they died, geez. Right? So that was the highest they've seen, 1,400.
Yeah.
And mind you, mine was the highest they've seen at 1,280. And they mentioned to me, because of my fitness of walking all those stories
yes,
at the hotel, yeah. right, that yeah. that caused me to be able to survive. And so mm-hmm. fitness is important. I just want to mention
fitness
that. Go ahead, Jazzy.
So important. It is so important. If I tell you listen, I used to get up. I lay down in pain. I get up in pain. Mm-hmm. To move, I had to hold on, and then move. So I walked the walk. And I always tell my clients, I'm not standing in the front of you as a skinny person.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is. I mm-hmm. know how you walk in, because I walked it.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand where you're coming from. That's why I don't ever leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
They could tell you, I always on the phone, my poor husband, he must think I have home, because I be in bed and I text and I be talking to them all the time.
Right, because you become a part of their culture,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
I say it's important. My journey is understanding is not just about losing weight.
No.
I could lose weight.
It's easy.
As a scientist,
yeah.
I know how to weight the math,
exactly.
right? It really is about fitness and your ability to carry your body.
Exactly.
You know,
I
was training. I used to be into sports. I used to lift weights. That's when I thought I was going to get married. I had to lift man.
way back.
Right? And I put it down, but it's not just about the losing
yeah,
the weight.
Exactly.
It's about a culture
yes.
of fitness and being able to carry yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's so important.
It is.
I want to do a recap, right? Because I want both Jazzy and I want Zakia to sum up what's happening, right? And recapping Jazzy, tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the big gala event is on Glaston Road. Cocktail hour, 6:30. And tickets are $75.
I want to hear about what all happened. The fire dance.
Yeah, we're doing fire dance. We're doing Lady E entertainment. We have a violinist. Very, very, very good.
And door prizes.
Door prizes and awards.
And of course, you are rewarding and awarding the women inside your group who have accomplished so much, and especially in the journey of fitness and losing weight. Because I know women tend to struggle with their weight, especially that water part or whatever it is. Yeah. So I understand. And I want to know, what time do you meet for your regular fitness class?
Okay,
regular fitness. And where again, so people know.
Okay, it's at 5:45 in the morning. But I do have a 4:45 class. That's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
In the morning.
And that's weights, strictly weights. Mm-hmm. Strictly weights. And 5:45 after that.
And so if people want to contact you for that exercise program and have a regimen and food and a diet and whatever it is and advice and the WhatsApp group and support and whatever that, how do they do that?
423. Just contact me at 423-4528. Or 544-8179.
Mm-hmm.
And just ask for Jazzy.
For Jazzy. Definitely, Jazzy's having an event tomorrow, the Gala Ball. It's going to be a big bash on Gladstone Road. And of course, part proceeds are going to Sister Sister, and Sister representatives of Sister Sisters will be on site tomorrow. So you get to commune with them and speak to them about their journey and what all they're doing. And I'm kind of excited about that. So definitely call and take part and support these women on that. And Erin, let Erin speak so I can go back to Zach here. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, this is great. Come out and take advantage of it. Talk to people who have already done it. Mm-hmm. You're preparing for the Christmas season. Exactly. You're preparing for holidays. Get advice from people who have struggled the struggle and came out on the other side. Use the support. That's what it's for.
Remind me that Dr. Lockhart is coming next week, too, to talk about how do you eat during the Christmas, because I tend to eat a lot of fruitcake. Yes. I mean, not just a little. I mean, like, the half of the cake is be mine.
What?
You know? No, that's just to give me energy, you know?
Oh.
I don't drink Vitamultus yet, because I used to get a case of Vitamultus from my sister-in-law, Pat. She just said, this is your Christmas present. And I said, I can drink this right here one time. right here. That's how I end up in the hospital. my sister Pat loved me. My sister-in-law Pat loves me. So I'm hoping that she'd at least give me a six-pack for Christmas. Anyway, but let me speak to Zach here. I want to hear more about your event, what is happening. Let's see again the date. Tonight. Tonight. There's a movie night, Clifton. So give me the rundown of where, what time, and stuff like that.
So see, we have your whole weekend planned for you. So tomorrow's the gala, and tonight is date night for you. You come to Clifton Heritage National Park for a drive-in movie. The show is Black Panther, part one, because people have been asking me if it's part one or part two. And it starts at 7 p.m., so you want to be there for 6, so you get a good parking space. And my mom then messaged me to say that y'all know that there is cotton candy, there is popcorn, there is snow cones. There's hot dogs, there are drinks. And so, it's going to be a nice evening.
Clifton always have nice events. I've went to the movie theater there several times and take advantage of that. So the locale is very good. So I'm excited about this event, too. But go ahead, Aaron.
I was going to say, it's a perfect backdrop for Wakanda. It's a perfect, you might as well step out your car into Wakanda at Clifton Heritage. But also, it's great if you're going to see the second or the Woman King.
Exactly.
Go catch the first one. Take your kids to catch the first one and then make an event out of getting the next ones.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking now for my apps on my phone, right? Cinema, right? I've been trying to watch The Woman King and Black Panther 2 on my phone for a couple of days now. I can't find the link.
I can't find the link.
So I look like I need to satisfy with Black Panther 1. You know, in the meantime. But I enjoyed this conversation, Aaron. What about you?
No, man, absolutely. In fact, I enjoyed it so much, I'm going to tell you all. Call Zakia at 376-7361 so you could get the follow-up. You get the notes for the conversation. Make sure you have all the information and share it. And then give us your number again, please, ma'am, so I can call you.
423-4528 or 544-8179.
You're getting called Jazzy. I need help. Jazzy, I need help.
Yes.
Just stop staring at me.
And I just want to say thank you, Jeffrey Beckles. I received your pledge there. Thank you very much for support. I'm mentioning it to Zaki right now. Kermit, you're there. I see I have about 60 seconds to go. I just wanted to thank you, ladies, and congratulate you. Lakeisha, you look good, girl.
Thank you.
Girl, you look good. And thank you very much.
I have two tickets to give away.
I get free. Oh! Oh, that's for tomorrow. We have time? Why we can do this? Because I could use them, two tickets. But no, give this warning. To give out.
Okay.
Yes. So
okay.
One win. Okay. Right? Ladies, and my cat friend, look at you. Look at you. Look at you, man. You look good. Girl, you look good, you know. You're distracted and all. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Aaron, thanks for staying back with me.
For allowing me, I almost get trapped in the world of fitness, but I save. I manage this business.
I need to interview you next week so we can find out about you dating men back. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.